Stealing Princes, The Calypso Chronicles, written by Tyne O'Connell and read by Nikki Tulacco. I felt all tingly and excited because here I was, an ordinary, regular American girl, a commoner, sitting in a pizza shop in Windsor, having my hand stroked by Prince Freddie, outside one of his very own family castles. It was just so madly cool, I was blushing, and even though sometimes the best things are expressed without words, after a while, I became desperate for him to respond to my news about being able to go to the ball, and say something like how excited he was that he was going to see me at the ball. But he didn't. So, eventually, I pushed the issue myself. "You are going to La Fiesta, aren't you?" I asked, looking deeply into his ink-blue eyes. He looked away, as if wondering where the pizzas were, and ran one of his long-fingered hands through his jet-black locks. "No, actually, I've got a prior engagement." "A prior engagement?" I repeated, just because I was floored. And I say dumb things when I'm floored. He started holding my hand again, which was nice. But then he said, "The pizza's taking a while." As if he wanted to change the subject. Or maybe he thought eating pizza was more interesting than my tiny skirt and cashmere top with jewels on it, or the ball. "What sort of prior engagement?" I probed lightly, looking around as if I was really desperate to get to the bottom of the slow pizza mystery as well. He looked distracted, although still managing to look distressingly fit. When I'm distracted, I look mildly insane and addled. "Sorry, what do you mean?" he asked, smiling his easy, "I'm the heir to the throne and nothing bothers me" smile.